Blessings. This is the first installment of Healing the Self, Healing the Mother. With each group, each meditation, we will heal one chakra, starting with the first and moving up, and then contributing that healing to Gaia so that we may better participate in our planetary ascension. Some of you have formed groups, and we appreciate that greatly. Some of you may have a group of two, or maybe just a group of all the beings that you are within yourself. Either way, it's beautiful, very important, and of great significance. Each of you are beautiful, multidimensional beings with incredible power to heal and create a beautiful reality based on love, peace, and calm. We begin this process with the first chakra. Each chakra has many traits and attributes. Therefore, we will just look at one. For more information about each chakra, please see www.multidimensions.com or www.suzanneleephd.com. For the first chakra, we will look at our ability to remember to begin each day fully grounded and connected to the Great Mother Earth. Therefore, we will begin this group by standing in a circle. And as you stand in a circle, inhale and raise your hands up into the sky. Now, if you are a smaller group, or even a group of one, imagine the circle that you are holding out in front of you. As you raise your hands up into the heavens, up into the universal light, which of course is up only in frequency and not in space. But as a metaphor, raise your hands up as you inhale and visualize that you are bringing down the beautiful multi-dimensional light of the One. As you bring that light down, pull it into your crown by touching the top of your head. Pull it down to your brow by touching your brow. Down to your throat by touching your throat. Down to your high heart between your throat and your heart. Bring the multidimensional light down into your heart. Pulling it down into your solar plexus by touching just below your rib cage. Pulling the light down into your navel, and then down into your first chakra at the base of your spine. As you bend over, touching your legs, pulling the light all the way down through your legs, past your knees, past your calves, past your ankles, into your feet, and down into the core of Gaia. As you slowly raise up, you can perceive before you a beautiful circle filled with radiant, multi-dimensional light. Now pause for a moment as you use your voice, use the language of your breath to have a brief chant or toning using the word Om or whichever chant feels significant to you as you dedicate this circle towards healing the mother and healing yourself so that you can be of greater service to her. Now, after your pause, take a moment to sit on the ground or on a low chair so that you are closest to the earth and closest to grounding your energy into Gaia. Among other things, the first chakra represents your inner warrior, your ability to fight for your right to have a happy life. However, we all have a wounded warrior. This wounded warrior may be in this specific lifetime, it may be in an alternate life or a parallel reality. Allow yourself to take a long moment to relax and to use your imagination which is the thought of your fifth dimensional self. Trust your imagination, for one of the goals of these groups is that as you heal yourself, you allow yourself to awaken more and more to the innate powers that exist within your wonderful multidimensional being. And as you ground your multidimensional self and integrate it into your daily life by releasing all the wounded portions of yourself who feel they do not deserve or feel that they are not good enough to be the full expression of your highest self while still wearing your earth vessel. Now take a long moment using your imagination and just allow to come into your mind and trust whatever it is that comes into your mind of a time when you experienced being a wounded warrior. It could be as a child, as a warrior, as an everyday warrior walking through life, facing the many challenges. Take a moment now and allow this reality to come into your awareness. As each of you, or just yourself if you are alone, has determined who this warrior is, speak it out loud, either for your own self to hear, or go through the group and allow each of you in the group to give a brief description of your wounded warrior and feel the support and the love of the light within the circle and of the light emanating from the members of your group. As each of you has shared about your wounded warrior, each of you allow your wounded warriors to be released into the center of the circle, to be healed by the multidimensional light and by the unconditional love of the one and of the members of your group. At this time, it might also be healing to allow yourselves to send unconditional love into the circle. That love could be expressed through your breath or again through atoning and a healing of sound and light, visualizing the light moving through your wounded warrior at the same time that you unconditionally love this component of yourself. Now, I would like you to take another long moment to use your magnificent imagination and visualize your spiritual warrior, the highest expression of your spiritual warrior that you can bring into your imagination within this moment of the greater now. See standing before you the glory of your spiritual warrior, your mighty self. Again, verbalize this using the power of voice, the power of sound. In the beginning was the Word. Each of you within the group, again, give a brief description, only this time, of your highest expression of your spiritual warrior that you are able to embrace within this moment. As each of you have completed sharing your warrior, then take a moment and allow each of the members of the group to see your warrior standing in front of you. This is an exercise not only to validate that your warrior is there, but to allow each member of the group to see with their higher vision. You can look with your eyes closed, or you can look with your eyes open, but all the members of the circle will look at one person at a time and perceive that person's spiritual warrior and share that glory with the person. Now, each one of you share your higher spiritual warrior with the circle. And as you do so, from the perception of this great expression of yourself, look into that circle to see the body of Gaia. And each of you see a special place within your reality that you would like to commit your attention to healing. Focus on a certain place, land, sea, air. It could even be the fourth dimension of the elementals in the fairy kingdom. Now, as you see that area of Gaia, look into that area of Gaia and see where there is a wounding. Again, go around the circle, share that portion of Gaia that you have taken on as your responsibility for healing and see how it is wounded and share that with the group. As each of you have expressed your particular responsibility for the mother, for healing of the mother, again, send unconditional love into that circle, but this time it will be greatly amplified by the multidimensional light of your spiritual warrior. Allow that love to be focused towards all the areas of Gaia that have been mentioned, as well as the entire globe. Again, use the particular creativity of your group to express this unconditional love in whichever way arises within the flow. In closing, allow the energy of your group to work as one united force, to pull together all that you have done, and hold that energy within yourself. Within the power of the group which you have formed. As you move from the group, one assignment that you each have individually is to answer two questions for yourself between now and the next meeting of your group. The first question is, are you remembering to love your wounded warrior unconditionally? The second question is, how do you stay connected with your heart and mind to your greatest expression of your spiritual warrior and simultaneously share it with Gaia? Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for participating in this. I thank you, and Gaia thanks you. Have a blessed day.